From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The body of Senator Edward Kennedy lies in repose at the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston. Residents of Cape Cod, where Kennedy died at home, are also remembering their most prominent president. Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI reports.
Residents and visitors lined the streets of Cape Cod for hours, waiting for the processional to pass so they could say a final farewell to Senator Edward Kennedy, a neighbor to many of them. Daniel Winterbottom, a visitor from Seattle, Washington, said he felt it was important to be here, though he was uncertain how much comfort the moment would bring.
In some sense, it's a passing of a generation, of a legacy, I guess. And my daughter's over there, and I thought it'd be important for her to see it because it's a piece of history that we just happen to be close by. So, and to give some sense of honor and some sort of reconciliation, I guess. But I don't know if a black car will do it all.
Senator Kennedy's body will remain at the Kennedy Museum through Friday, with a funeral mass scheduled for Saturday morning at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Basilica in Boston. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran in Hyannisport.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is supporting the idea of allowing Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick to temporarily appoint a successor to Kennedy. Massachusetts law requires an election to fill vacant Senate seats, but as he was dying, Kennedy asked the Massachusetts legislature to change that law. Senate Democrats are one vote short of the number needed to pass a health care overhaul bill if they fail to reach a compromise with Republicans. Japanese automaker Toyota has announced that it will shut down production of a California plant in March. The plant was the site of a joint venture with General Motors for 25 years. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The joint venture was called New United Motor Manufacturing, Inc., or NUMMI. It was an experiment tying unionized American workers with Japanese production techniques. The plant is located in Fremont, about 45 minutes south of San Francisco, and it's known for its high productivity and high-quality cars. But after GM went bankrupt and pulled out of the joint venture in June, Toyota signaled it might leave Fremont, too. The announcement means 4,600 auto workers will be left jobless. The impact will also be felt by another estimated 25,000 to 30,000 people who work for NUMMI's American suppliers. California lawmakers had put together a package of tax incentives to persuade Toyota to stay, but Toyota plans to slash worldwide capacity. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Japan's unemployment rate hit a record 5.7% last month. That's an increase of 0.5% since June. The previous record was 5.5%. That was recorded in May of 2003. Japan's labor ministry says there are roughly 42 jobs available for every 100 job seekers in that nation as of last month. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 56 points at 10,530. This is NPR News. Texas financier Alan Stanford was hospitalized with heart problems on Thursday. Stanford was stricken during a federal court appearance in Houston, where he's charged with swindling investors out of $7 billion. NPR's Wade Goodwin has the story.
Although Sir Alan Stanford was unable to appear in federal court on Thursday morning because of an irregular heartbeat and a racing pulse, Stanford's chief financial officer, James Davis, did make it. Davis pleaded guilty to mail, wire, and securities fraud and obstructing a federal investigation. He is facing decades in prison and is cooperating with prosecutors. Stanford himself was to appear to try to work out issues between his lawyers. Although he was once considered a multi-billionaire, Stanford says he is now destitute, his assets frozen by the federal government. Last week, two of his attorneys got into a physical altercation over the issue of attorney's fees, and the police had to be called and the men separated. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has received blueprints of the Auschwitz death camp for display at the Holocaust Memorial in Israel. German journalists have given him 29 architectural plans discovered in Berlin last year. Netanyahu is in Berlin for meetings with the German chancellor and other officials. Before returning home, he was also scheduled to visit the site where the Nazis held meetings to discuss exterminating Jews. Again in Tokyo, the Nikkei is up 56 points. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 37 points to close at 95.80. The Nasdaq gained 3 points and the S&P 500 was up 2. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.